Welcome, everyone. This is Kelly O'Neill, and I want to welcome you to the How to Find Money webinar call, 50 Ways to Fund Your Dream. So I'm really excited to give this call to you. This is one of my ways of being of service in my business. As you know, this call is absolutely free of charge. And this is not going to be a call that I am going to be pitching on. I'm not going to be, you know, trying to sell you anything. This is really for me to help all of you because I so wholeheartedly believe in entrepreneurship and I believe in people living out their dreams. And I also believe anything is possible. So I want to welcome you to the call. For those of you who do not know me, maybe this is your first time to me. Maybe someone recommended that you are here on this call. I have been at this since the dinosaurs roamed the earth. I have a very long history in brand building and business. I worked in corporate America since I was 19 years old in my first internship. And I've had my own business for 13 years. So I am one of you. I am an entrepreneur as well. That happens to have specialties in brand marketing strategy, business strategy, and marketing to high-end clients. So I've done very well in my career, and I'm going to teach you today some of the success secrets that have really helped me, and I'm also going to tell you the things that have kicked me in the teeth and the things that I see that are consistent patterns of behavior that keep people from getting what they want. So for those of you who don't know me, I'm going to give you a very, I'm going to give you a courtesy warning. I am a sweetheart. I have a huge heart. I care so deeply about my clients and their success and humanity. And each and every one of you, even if I've never met you before, I'm also an ass kicker. I don't mess around. I don't BS. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to call it like I see it and tell you what I think, and you can take that information or leave it. But the reason I do that is really ultimately to be of service to my clients, because every moment that you are not moving forward, you're standing still or moving backwards, and nobody wants to go that direction. So personally, I love to be told what I'm doing wrong. And I invest loads of money in coaches and consultants and different people to help me take my game to the next level. So I have a few programs, as you can see here on this slide, the Ignite program and the Women's Leadership Academy, as well as the Spiritually Rich MBA program, which is new to us. I also just, this is actually probably news to a lot of you, I just actually got picked up on Real Wisdom TV, so I'm going to be launching a television show later this year. I've done a lot of press and media, and I've had the opportunity to work with a lot of amazing people who have said very kind things about my work in the world. I've written books, I speak at events, and as you know, I do things like this, where I teach entrepreneurs who are ready to step up their game how to make massive impact in the world. So what I'm really best known for, because I don't believe that everyone is good at everything, and I can tell you right now, I'm not. I think that you, when you're seeking out coaches, you should be seeking out people who are specialists in certain fields, right? Because there's certain people who are really good at certain things. So what I am best known for, and what many of the well-known coaches that you probably know come to me for, is brand marketing strategy and platform development. So basically, I help you figure out who you are, how to package it, how to say it, and how to build a public platform to be able to deliver your message to the world if that's what you desire. I also am a business strategist. So you are here, you want to be somewhere else, I help you figure out the path to get there. I also have a specialty in my marketing, in marketing programs to attract high-end buyers. And a lot of that has to do with the brand This is nothing new. I actually had a program called Marketing to Millionaires, which I still teach today. I teach it in all of my programs, and I work with my private clients on that. And most recently, I've launched some programs in conscious leadership and spiritually-based results coaching with a little twist. It's an OBS way. So that's the Kelly secret sauce on that. And today, what I'm going to teach you is I'm going to teach you a little bit about how your dreams and your life purpose are interconnected. I'm going to tell you the no BS truth about success. So, you know, you've been warned. Why you are your best investment, because sometimes we forget that. The simple three-step process to attract money into your experience now. I am also going to provide you guys with a checklist of the 50 ways to access money to fund your dream. I'm going to say this many times. There are no lack of resources. There is only the state of not being resourceful. So there are no lack of resources. All the money you need to fund your dreams is out there. And I'm going to tell you the number one thing you must do to fund your dreams. So let's get started today. So you know, and I know, we all have dreams, right? We've all had dreams ever since we were little kids. And as children, we really believed that anything was possible. I wholeheartedly believed that unicorns existed, and I was on a hunt to find one. You know, that's what I wanted. Like Christmas, every year on my Christmas list, I would write, I want a unicorn. And, you know, look, Cinderella said so. She said a dream is a wish your heart makes when you're fast asleep. So we all had dreams. And if you think back, I think it's actually kind of fun to think back, you know, what your dreams were as a child. You know, what did, you know, or ask your kids what their dreams are. And we really believed in possibilities and that anything was possible until the people in our life came along and they started to plant these seeds of fear into our consciousness. So you know, I really believe that the authority figures in our life write on the wall of who we are. And so for all of you as well, you know, if you've got children in your life, be really cognizant of this, about what beliefs you are sharing with them. We are all born into love, and we are taught fear. Let me say that again. We are all born into love, and we are taught fear. So some of the things, you know, that may have been said to you as a child is, well, that's impossible, or, you know, be realistic. You can't do that. You know, you're too, you know, insert the insult. You know, mine was, you know, Kelly, you're just too chubby to do that, even though, well, actually, I was a little chubby as a child, but so, you know, you're just too chubby. You don't want to go out for the soccer team. That's, you know, no, it's not going to work out for you, right? Or that's never going to happen. This was one of the ones that when I hear adults saying this to children, it just makes me cringe, because it's like you're teaching them lack. Money doesn't grow on trees. Money, that's the message there, is money is hard. It's hard to make money. It's hard to find money. You know, that sort of thing. You know, we don't have time for that. You know, teaching you lack of time, right? You know, that's silly. You know, you come to your parents or whoever, you know, the adult in your life, teachers, grandparents, the authority figures, and you come up with this really brilliant idea and you're so excited about it and they're like, that's silly. Or, that's stupid. Or, why are you wasting your time dreaming about that kind of stuff? You know, or in your dreams, what if you fail? That won't work. I mean, you guys, look, we've all had things like this said to us. And really what that's doing is it's literally like taking seeds of doubt and fear and planting it in our subconscious mind. And as adults and as we go through our life, we continue to grow those seeds because those are already in our subconscious. And so now what we're doing is looking for evidence of it, right? Because that's how the human brain works. We start to, in our mind and our ego, right, our intellect starts to look for evidence. So one of the ways that this manifests in people is, you know, we stop asking for what it is that we really want. In all of my coaching programs, one of the first things that I say to people is, what is it that you really, really want? Not what you think you can get. What is it that you really, really want? Most people don't know. Or they have some stock answer that they think is, but it's not really who they are. It's just kind of what they've been trained. Well, I want $1 million business. Okay. Is that what you really want? And have you consciously made the choice and knowing what goes into that, is that what you want to create? And then what happens is that because when our brain is filled and our being is filled with fear and doubt, and our space starts to get smaller and we start operating from a small place that's limited in scope, right? We don't even realize what's possible. And this is what happens again when I'm working with clients and their visions for themselves are so small. This just happened with a client who hired me, and she had a brilliant idea and such a opportunity to build a huge platform. And she came to me and she just wanted to build like a little business. She's like, I just want to build a little business and I'm really passionate about this. And I was like, well, what about this? Or, you know, what about doing an online television show? Or what about doing this or that? The other thing, she's like, do you think I can really do that? I'm like, absolutely. You know, our visions shrink because we're operating out of a place that's confined by all of these fears and self-doubts, right? And then what happens is, you know the rule, right? And if you don't, I'm going to remind you. When you think it, our thoughts become things. So whatever you're thinking and feeling is what becomes your reality. And it becomes a vicious cycle because now you have proof. Now you have proof that all the things that the authority figure said to you is true. And we then start to operate out of a place of fear. The problem is that when we're operating that, it's not just like we stay kind of stuck. We usually go backwards and backwards and backwards and backwards until we get into such pain that we're stuck. And the reason that this breaks my heart, particularly with entrepreneurs, right, is because we are the ones who are going to change the world. We have such an opportunity in our lives to not only have the kind of life that we desire, to live life on our terms, but also to make a significant impact in the way that the world is. We have the opportunity to be home with our kids more. We have the opportunity to do work we love and we're passionate about and do work that helps people. And so whenever someone is operating from a limited scope, it breaks my heart. So that's what this call is about today, is helping you move away from that. And this is really what happens. You know, you've heard the story of, and if you haven't, I'm going to tell you, the story of How to Train a Baby Elephant. And baby elephants, when they are trained and they're brought to the circus, they are chained a chain. And at first that baby elephant struggles because it does not want to be tied down. It struggles and struggles and struggles, and it tries everything to get away. And eventually the baby elephant gives up. And then they don't need to ever even put a chain around it because it's not going to try to go anywhere anyway, because it now believes that it's stuck. And that's what happens to a lot of small business owners, is you encounter defeat, you encounter criticism, you encounter bad experiences in the past, and then they keep you stuck now. And they keep you from moving forward. And you can't see a way out. So you've got to choose to break the cycle. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to be extremely uncomfortable. Because everything in your body and your ego, right? Because I often in my teaching talk about the difference between spirit and ego. Spirit is that piece of you that's calling you to your purpose. Spirit is that piece of you that is love and possibility and desire. Fear is everything that holds you back. Your ego's job is to keep you safe. And safe often is not healthy safe. So safe might be like, well, boy, I'd rather go along struggling month for month broke than take a risk and maybe fail. because at least I know what broke looks like. You stay stuck. And our egos absolutely do this to all of us human beings, right? So you've got the spirit and you've got the ego. And when you're really present and conscious, when you're really awake, you can actually take a step back and you can look at this. This is one of the things we talk a lot about in my leadership program. You can look at this and say, ooh, is that my ego talking or is that my spirit talking? Because leaders have the ability, strong leaders have the ability to stay present, and they have the ability to take a step back and look at that. And even when they are afraid, they move through it because it's not real. It feels real, but it's not real, right? So you've got to consciously choose to change your belief system. And you've got to be willing to risk being successful, and you've got to be willing to risk failure. Even the most successful entrepreneurs do not go through their careers and their businesses without some kind of failure. I have failed a gazillion times, and you know what they say the secret to success is? Falling down 4 times and getting up 5. Well, I've fallen down like 45 times and gotten up 46, and I'll likely fall again. But I'm determined when that happens to get back up, because I choose faith over fear, and I am committed to serving the world in the way that I am meant to and to embracing my dreams. And I know that you are too. So when we're in a place of fear, we are often so focused on the problem. I don't have any money. I don't have any clients. I don't have any of this. This isn't working well. Oh, my God. The bills are piling up. Blah, blah, blah. You're so focused on the fear that two things are happening. Number one, you are creating more of that, because where your energy flows, grows. So if you are constantly focusing your energy on everything that is not going right in your life, guess what you're going to get more of? Not right. If you are constantly focused on the money you don't have, guess what you're going to get more of? No money, right? And then, because the world is filled with opportunities, filled with opportunities, because you're so focused on what you don't have, you're missing out on everything that's available to you right now in this moment. So your ego is not helping at all. And this is where I'm going to be really blunt. For those of you who are like having ahas right now and you're popping open, this isn't for you. This is for the ones that are going, well, I don't think I'm doing that. I mean, I don't have any money and my business is suffering, but no, that's not my problem. For those of you who are in that place, this is for you. So warning, blunt. There's something going on here. Your ego is kicking your business's ass and it's throwing a pain party at your expense. So there's a couple things that I see people do over and over again. And you guys remember, I talk to a huge amount of entrepreneurs, whether it's in my private coaching program, whether it's in my leadership, Women's Leadership Academy, my Ignite coaching program, or the Spiritually Rich MBA, or whether it is doing the complimentary strategy sessions we do here. I talk to entrepreneurs all the time. So there's three things that I see going on over and over and over again. And if you even think that this might be you, don't even judge yourself. I'm not judging you, but just become aware, because when you become aware, you can then consciously choose something different, and that's when you will get different results. So number one, people are past tripping. So there's past tripping and future tripping. Right? Guess what neither one of those is doing? It's not allowing you to be present in the moment, which is where life happens and where all of your opportunities lie. So you're either past tripping. One of the things that we've been hearing a ton of, And if this has happened to you, I'm both bummed because I'm a little bit ashamed of some of the stuff that goes on in my, actually not a little bit ashamed, it's a bummer, some of the stuff that goes on in my industry. And everything happens for your growth. So there's a lesson out of it. And I can tell you right now that the lesson is not to be so afraid that you don't do anything. That's not the lesson, right? That's your ego. A lot of people have had really bad coaching experiences. They've signed up with coaches who were like, yep, I can help you do that, and then they really don't know what they're doing. Or they know really well what they're doing in a certain subject, but that's not really what you hire them for. So you hired someone, you know, and I'm not even talking about anybody specific at all, but I'm just making something up at the top of my head. You hired someone because they told you how you were going to build a seven-figure business doing speaking, but then you kind of realized once you got in there that you actually need a business strategy and that speaking is just one tactic, not a business strategy, and you didn't have a brand, so it's not going to work for you anyways. Or you hired someone because they told you that they were going to help you design your whole, you know, marketing, but they're really brilliant at mindset. And they're brilliant at mindset, but they're really not so great at marketing. And they really can't give you the hows. Like, they keep telling you to do the same thing over and over again. You're like, but I don't understand how to do it. And I know that this has happened to a lot of you. And it sucks. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It sucks. I hope what you learn from that experience is just to really be, you know, do some due diligence on whoever you're hiring. And it doesn't mean don't go hire people, right? It just means be clear in what it is that you're getting into, and also look for the gift. Look for the gift and what you got out of it, because there's always a gift. Everything that happens in your life is for your growth. Number two, you've had failed launches. Your launches don't work, right? Or whatever programs you've had before, they never work. So why are they going to work this time? You're living in the past, and you're basically projecting that forward. What does that do? The result of thinking like that is that you will never give yourself an opportunity. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You will never move forward because you're not going to allow yourself to. The next one is future tripping. Future tripping is looking out into the future and writing the map to your disaster. And people are not even aware that they do this. So like, well, what if I work with you and it doesn't work? Why would you do that? Why would you paint out that whoever you hire is not going to work for you? I'm not going to have the money for at least 6 months. Okay, so you're really committed to staying broke for the next 6 months. How do you know it's going to take you 6 months? What if you had money tomorrow? I mean, do you see how insane, like, in retrospect, like, now that you're out of it? Because remember, I'm not trying to sell you anything here. So do you remember, like, doesn't that sound insane? It's literally writing a future disaster. And worry and fear like that is a prayer for chaos. It's a prayer for chaos. So when you are future tripping, and by the way, you guys, I have no judgment. I've done it. I don't usually do it in business and money, but oh, trust me, I have areas of my life that I do that stuff in, right? And I have to really catch myself because I don't want to paint the seed in the future of my demise or my struggle or my pain. So if you're going to make up shit and tell yourself a story, tell yourself good stuff, right? Gosh, what if I made $100,000 in the next 6 months? Wouldn't that be nice? You know what? I can really see myself completely turning this around because it's all made up anyways. So if you're going to make stuff up, tell yourself a good story. And then there's just the flat-out crazy thinking. And this is when you know someone is totally in fear. They are completely in their ego. This is not spirit talking. This is someone who is not only the baby elephant, but the baby elephant with an anxiety disorder, right? So people will come and they'll say things like, you know, and this is not what they say. They'll say, you know, I'm just going to try it on my own a few more months and see how it goes. So how long have you been at this? Well, I've been trying this for 12 months. Okay, so, and it's not worked in the last 12 months. No, But you're going to just keep trying. So what that really is saying is I'm just going to suffer for a few more months trying the same things that I know I don't know how to do and hope it gets better so then I can go get help. That's crazy. Or this is the other one I love. For those of you who study universal principles, you know this does not work. There's a saying. I'll believe it when I see it. That is not the way the universe works. The way that the universe works is when you believe it, you'll see it. So I'm just going to wait for the universe to give me some money, and then I'm going to grow my business. Really? Let me know how that strategy works out for you. A, that's not going to happen because you've not made a committed decision that you want to serve the world in a powerful way. And you are not really energetically telling yourself, the universe, your prospective clients, or anyone else that you're truly serious about building a business and serving the world, if you're waiting. Maybe there's a cheaper option out there with a magic solution to build my business, which is not what it sounds like. Well, here's what it sounds like when they're talking to me. Well, I wonder if there's coaches out there that are less expensive that can get me the same results. Well, what do you think? Why do you think I charge what I charge? I don't charge what I charge because I have an inflated ego. I charge what I charge because I have a track record of getting people results. So you can go work with someone who doesn't value themselves and is charging really low amounts or is maybe so new that they're charging low amounts because they're new, which is fine. Everybody has to start somewhere. But if you really, like, look, I've always had the philosophy, I hire the best coaches I can barely afford. I want to work with the best of the best. I just got back from the knee doctor. I waited 2 months to get in with this specialist because he's the best. I don't want someone messing around with my body that's not the best. And I wouldn't want someone messing around with my business, which is my livelihood, who wasn't the best. I don't have time to get help in my business. I'm too busy trying to find clients to pay my bills. Again, it starts to get crazy because you get stuck. And again, no judgment. There's no judgment in it. It's just you need to be aware of that. It's like if you're having those kinds of thoughts, then, you know. Or here's another one I hear, too. I can't afford private coaching, so I'm just not going to do anything. Well, you got to do something, right? You got to do something. So success strategies that never work. And I'll tell you, I have a lot of very, very successful friends. And I can tell you for sure the things that I've never heard one of my friends say, you know, I just surf from free teleclass to free teleclass, hoping for a magic bullet, and oh my gosh, it was awesome, it built my business. I've never heard that. I've never heard someone say, gosh, I rolled around for months and months and months trying to figure it out myself when I clearly don't know how to do it. There's a lot of stuff that I don't know how to do in business, you know. I don't know how to design websites. I don't know how to design graphics. I know how to brand. I know how to review branding and review graphics, but I'm not going to sit here and try to do my own website. I have no idea what I'm doing. That's like someone needing surgery, and instead of going to a surgeon, saying, well, I'm just going to operate on myself and see how it goes. If you don't know what you're doing, get help. You certainly wouldn't do that with your health, you know? If you broke your arm, you wouldn't just run out into the backyard and wrap some, you know, trees and flowers around it and sprinkle it with fairy dust and say, I think it might get better. No, you go to the doctor, right? Or wishful thinking that something magic is going to change your circumstances. I am going to sit and meditate and pray, which, by the way, I totally meditate. I sit, I pray. I'm teaching a course called Spiritually Rich MBA because I do believe your mindset and your alignment to source is very powerful in your business. And I do not sit and pray and then shut everyone else and not get help. I have a lot of people who help me in my business because I'm only good at what I'm good at. And I really play, my strategy is to play to my strengths. And so when you talk to really successful people, what they will tell you is that the best thing that they ever did was hire mentors, right? And the right mentors. And they will also tell you that if they did not do it alone. They had a lot of help. They were willing to admit when they needed help in whatever it was that they needed help in. They will also tell you, and I will tell you, that a lot of success is, being really committed, making a committed decision to have whatever it is that you want, whether it be a thriving business or, the money piece or whatever it is. You know, being really committed and being more committed than fear. So even when we get scared, because I get scared, I'm a human being, I get scared, and then I just understand, like, that's my ego. What's my ego trying to tell me right now? And then it's like, oh, that's that little hidden belief that I had from when Dad said this to me when I was 4. Oh, that's where that's coming from, right? So it's, just being cognizant of it, and you can go back. Just don't get caught up in it. So just like all of you guys, I had a dream too, right? Aside from the unicorn. I knew when I was 15 years old that I wanted to leave this world a better place than when I came into it. And I wanted to be a part of helping people experience the fullness of life and to live from a place of choice, like really live from a place of choice so that you're doing the things that you love and you're happy, right? Because at the end of the day, it's not all about making a ton of money because we can't take it with us, right? But it's really about experiencing life. And I believe that people's dreams can come true. And I wanted to be a part of helping make their dreams come true. And so that's where I did. I made a committed decision. And this is really how I've gotten all results in my life. Many of you know that I just lost 100 pounds. I did, it wasn't necessarily the first thing. Let me say it this way. The first thing you always have to do, bar none, is make a committed decision. Because all of your choices from that point out and all of your perspective shifts, and it all lines up to help you achieve whatever it is you achieve. So I had tried to lose weight for 10 years. I tried every diet. I tried hypnosis, therapy, you name it. It was not until I made a decision that I valued myself and I loved myself enough that I wanted to create the best life for myself, that's when I lost my weight. It's the same in my business. When I become really committed and I make a committed decision, all of my efforts, all of my strategies, all of my decisions become very simple for me because it's like, is this helping me create what I want or moving against it? Am I going towards what I desire or moving away from it? Are my thoughts helping me or hurting me? And today, I'm living my dreams. I really am. Like, I was thinking about this, and I'm so grateful. Aside from the fact that I have, I've got nice stuff, whatever. And it's nice. Like, I'm not knocking it. It's nice to drive a nice car and to have a home that inspires you. But I also have, like, the most amazing friends that I love that lift me up into my light. I have a fabulous partner who is so supportive of me in all things that I do and just loves me to pieces. I get to work every day with my puppies right with me, they're like my little fam. I've got the most joyous clients. I'm so blessed, so blessed. And I get to work with people that I truly love. I love the members of my team. They're like my family. And most importantly, I get to leave this world a better place than when I came into it because I'm able to touch people in a way that's in service to them. So you're your best investment. I'm my best investment. I really believe that. There's nothing that is going to return on investment more than you investing in yourself. And investing in yourself takes money. And if you don't have it, the answer is not, well, I don't. So this is like the key differentiator. Here's the difference between people when I'm talking to them on a complimentary strategy call. When I'm talking to someone on a complimentary strategy call and they're like, well, I don't have the money, they're more attached to the lack than they are to the possibility. When I'm talking to someone and they're like, I don't have the money to invest with you right in this moment, I am so committed to getting it, they're going to be just fine. They're going to be just fine. I've not always had the money for everything that I desired. I just am really committed to having what I want in my life and not taking no for an answer. That's what the universe wants for me. The universe wants for you. More life to all and less to none. So the money is out there for you to have whatever you want, but you've got to stop focusing on what you don't want so you can see the opportunities that are laying in front of you. And I needed some help because, like I said, there's stuff I'm really good at and there's stuff I really suck at. You know, I'm very good at branding and marketing and leadership and, you know, building a platform. I'm really good at that stuff. It comes really easy to me. Operations, details, management, not so good. Not so good. It's not where I shine, right? And thank God I have people surrounding me that do. And I had to muster up the courage because remember, I don't think I really shared this, but I'd been raised in a family where I had a lot of negative messages thrown at me. And when I went to go start my first business, I was told that I was completely stupid and out of my mind because I was in this brilliant career. I was thriving in my career. And I was told, like, this was the stupidest mistake of my life. And when I failed, I wasn't going home because I was going to learn my lesson the hard way. So I really had to muster up the courage because literally what was on the other side for me was if I messed up, I was going to be homeless. So that wasn't an easy feat. I get it, right? I get it. I'm not chastising you. I just have learned over the years and conditioned myself to operate differently because I wanted different results in my life. And I pulled out the plastic, and I think I ran it across a couple different cards, and I also took out a loan from a family member. And I hired the very best coach that I could afford, and I also hired an assistant because I knew that I was not good at that detail stuff, and that if I could just focus my time and attention on my genius, that the money would start rolling for me. And that's what I did, and I leapt. I took the most giant leap of faith, and I got to work. And by the way, I didn't just invest like small time. I went right out the gate investing because I knew how important branding was, and I also know that you can't brand yourself. So I hired a branding firm that was $10,000. That was my very first investment when I was, I think, 27 years old. Yeah, 27 years old, and I threw $10,000 down on my credit cards to get a brand, and I will tell you, it was the best decision that I ever made, and it scared the shit out of me. I was breathing in between, like my head down, breathing in between my knees. But I also believe that our dreams matter. You've got a purpose. You've got a mission. I believe that if you are here, if you are attracted to this call, if you are called to do this work in the world, it's because people need you. People need you. And every moment that you are not being of service to them and you're hiding, you're withholding your gifts from them. Not intentionally. I don't think you're like going around saying, "Oh, no, I'm going to withhold my gifts from you." But you're withholding your gifts from them because people need you. Living an extraordinary life is your birthright. That is what we are meant to do. And all of our dreams are different. And that is perfectly fantastic. I love that. I love working with a variety of different entrepreneurs. Some people are like, I want to do what I meant to do, but I am only willing to do it 20 hours a week because I want to be home with my kids. Like, part of their dream is to have their business and be home with their kids. Fantastic. I actually just talked to a new client last night who's like, I want you to help me get a private jet. All right, cool. If you want to, if that's really your dream and that's really your goal, let's go for it. You know, some people are like, I want either, you know, that they want to own their own home or the, you know, whatever it is. Some people are like, I want to be able to give back to the world in a huge way. I want to be able to donate tons of money. I have clients who come to me who do not work for the money, but they want to create a massive worldwide impact, and they want to create a lot of charity, but through creating a profitable business. And some people are like, I want to be the next Oprah. I want a book. I want a platform. I want TV. I want it all. I feel called to be a worldwide leader. So everyone's dreams are different. Now, I'm going to tell you how to fail at funding the dream. Because let me tell you, the 50 list that you guys are all waiting for, that is the ridiculously simple part. That's easy. It's you getting out of your own way that is the challenge. That is where people fall down because, again, opportunities everywhere. So how you fail at funding your dream is as follows. Number one, you believe in limits. Well, that's not available to me. You see the lack. You are sorting to look for lack, right? You sit around and you think about things too much as opposed to taking action. You know, it's so funny to me when I get on the call with people and I talk to them all about their, you know, I'm on the phone with them for 45 minutes. I'm analyzing their business. I'm telling them exactly what they need. You know, they end up going, you know, they end up saying to me, well, you know, this is the perfect course. I can't wait to work with you. I want to get started. So let me think about it. What do you think about? When I click like that with a mentor, I'm like, I am in. I'm not calling anyone and wasting my time or theirs if I'm not interested in exploring a potentially mutually, you know, growth relationship, right? I'm just not. You know, I'm not, my time is super valuable, as is theirs. So I'm calling to see, is this a good fit? Does this person have something that they can offer me? And if so, I'll figure out a way to make it happen. Otherwise, I wouldn't be on the call because I'm very clear. Again, I'm really clear in what I want in my life, and I'm really clear on what I'm going to have, what needs to happen to make that happen, right? If you're more committed to the lack of resources than to being resourceful. If you're more committed to fear than faith, if you're telling yourself the past, if you're past tripping, future tripping, crazy thinking, you'll fail. Because before you even get started, you'll make up a story about how it won't work or how it's never worked before, and so you just doom yourself. It's self-sabotage. If you hang out with your ego and embrace fear, or finally, like the number one way to fail, just quit. Just quit. And you'll for sure fail. So I want to give you a test, and you guys maybe heard this test before, but I think it's a really poignant answer. Many of you have children, dogs, loved ones, spouses. What would you do if someone very close to you was kidnapped? And you got a call, and they said, if you don't come up with, you know, $10,000 or $100,000 or $1 million, you know, in the next 72 hours, we're going to end this person's or this being's life. No brainer. Whenever I ask people that question, and it's the same answer I would give, I would figure it out. I don't care if I have to rob a bank. I would get really resourceful. I'd be calling up Bill Gates' office. I'd be, you know, I would be doing whatever it took. Do you love yourself that much? Do you love yourself so much that you're willing to step into your genius and allow your gifts to shine? Do you love yourself that much that you're willing, and do you believe in the service that you're supposed to be enough that you're going to do whatever it takes to be out serving the world in the way that you're meant to, that's in alignment with your life purpose. So here's step one. I'm going to teach you three super simple, I'm not saying they're easy, super simple steps. Number one, you need to embrace a money attraction mindset. You know, one of the things that my friends have always called me is the goose that laid the golden egg. Finding money has been very easy for me. And I've often been asked why it's so easy for me. Well, I just believe that it's easy. That's kind of the first thing. I just believe it's easy, and I believe in my service in the world, and I'm just, you know, willing to do what it takes. You know, so that's something that it comes really easy for me. So you've got to embrace the money attraction mindset, which is you've got to know exactly what you really want and why you want it. Right? You've got to know exactly what you want and why you want it. And you've got to make a committed decision. You know, I remember one time working with a coach many, many, many years ago, and I didn't have the funds. But I signed the contract and I put down a small deposit because I wanted to show the universe that, and myself, that I was serious. And, you know, once I'm in a contract, I don't balk out. So I wanted to show the universe that I was serious. I made a committed decision. You know, one of the things I do when I'm committed to something, I often will put it on Facebook. Because then I'm being held accountable by my peers. And because integrity is so important to me, I want to hold myself accountable. You need to align with your resourcefulness versus your current state of circumstances. You've got to align with your resourcefulness instead of your current state of circumstances. If you're constantly focused on everything you don't have, it's really hard to find opportunity out there. Be open and willing for opportunities and solutions. So when you really sit down and you send the message to the universe or you pray or whatever it is that you call it for solutions, they will come. But you've got to have your eyes and your heart open for that opportunity, right, and the solutions. You know, it reminds me of that story of people that are, you know, the guy that's in the flash flood, and he climbs up the side of a house and he hangs on to the TV antenna at the top of the thing, and he's like, please God save me, please God save me. And all of a sudden on comes a boat comes along and says, come in, jump in, I'll take you to safety, I'll save you. He's like, no, God's gonna save me. And the boat's like, okay, and the boat leaves. A little bit later, another boat comes along, and they hand him, you know, they throw him a life vest, and they're like, here, take the life ring, the flotation device. Here, take this. He's like, no, God's going to save me. And then finally, you know, meanwhile, he's praying, please send me the solution, please, God, come save me. And then all of a sudden, a helicopter comes in, and they drop the rope down, and they're like, climb up the rope, we'll take you to safety. And he's like, no, God's going to save me. And he drowns. Well, where do you think the boats and the life rafts and the helicopter came from? But it's so myopic in view that you don't even see all the things around you that are ready to go, right? And finally, if you align more with, you've got to align more with faith than fear. Sometimes you just got to leap. There are no guarantees in life, right? The biggest guarantee you can make is committing to yourself and your dreams. So we've made it really, really easy for you to fund your dreams. We have given you 50 ways. Now, some of them are very, very serious, and some of them are a little tongue-in-cheek. So we're going to be sending this out to you so that you have this information. A lot of it is just opening up, like when we run over these lists with people are like, I never thought of doing that. You know, some people are like, I was like, sometimes it's super simple. It's like, well, do you have credit cards? Well, yeah, but I don't really use credit cards for my business. Well, what do you use them for then? Emergencies. Well, your business is about to go into burning flames. It's kind of an emergency. Got to do something, you know. I've closed out a 401k before to fund my business growth. Paid off. Right? I believe it will. I invest in things that I believe are going to pay off. By the way, the biggest belief is not even in the person I'm investing through, because I'm investing in myself through other people. I'm investing in myself through other people, and I believe in me, because I know how committed I am, right? You could go open a credit card or take a loan or a line of credit. You can do a cash infusion program. You know, that's one of the things that we teach people in our Ignite and Spiritually Rich MBA programs. You could sell something. How much junk do you have laying around your house? Go have a garage sale. Go start putting stuff on Craigslist. I mean, how committed are you? You know, I know we all have tons of junk laying around the house, which not only, by the way, clogs your energy, but, you know, it's basically money sitting there. You know, go get a part-time job. I mean, how serious are you? You've got to ask yourself how committed you are. Because when there's a will, there is a way. So are you so serious about this that you're willing to do that? Ask a loved one for a loan. You know, there's a lot of things. And then I will also tell you that, you know, we put this on here kind of as a joke, but I will also tell you, I had written an article probably about 3 or 4 years ago that in the Bay Area there had been an article that had come out where they had found homeless people in San Francisco who were making tax-free $80,000 a year. Homeless people, panhandlers, begging for money. I was in Santa Barbara last summer, standing in line at the ATM behind a homeless person, by the way, a homeless person with a bank account, making a deposit from all the money that they had gotten. And the person I was with said, you know, one time I didn't mean to be super nosy, but I looked, and they had way more money in their bank account than I do. So, you guys, seriously, are homeless people making more money than you? Like, that would be enough right there to kick my ass into gear. So there's a lot of different ways to do this, right? Lots of different ways. So we've created 50 ways, and we have absolutely had people utilize these ways to create immediate income for themselves. So that is going to be coming out to you right after this call. Step number 3, don't stop until. You know, Tony Robbins once taught a class where he gave his four unique ways of making sure that he always got everything that he wanted. And I've pretty much covered those four ways here, and his last step is, and don't stop until you get what you want. So if you are really committed to having a, you know, whatever it is you're committed to, is it a thriving business? Is it the freedom to do what you want when you want to have it? Is it the, financial freedom that you really desire? Whatever it is that you desire, do not stop until you get it. The only thing that will prevent you from getting what you want is you. That's it. It's not lack of money. It's not lack of time. It's not lack of resources, because lack truly doesn't exist. Abundance is a universal law. Everything is abundant. It's the way you choose to perceive it. And when, as Wayne Dyer says, when you change the way that you look at things, the things that you look at change. And I'm hoping that that's what this call is doing for you today. I found this online, and I wanted to I wanted to read this to you. I believe anything is possible. I see opportunities when others see impossibility. I take risks. I'm focused. I hustle. I know that nothing is unrealistic. I feel overwhelming love. I embrace my childlike wonder and curiosity. I take flying leaps into the unknown. I contribute to something bigger than myself. I create, I learn, I grow, I do. I believe it's never too late to start living a dream. I am an entrepreneur. And you are an entrepreneur. This motto hangs in my office because I believe this in my heart of hearts, that this is what we signed up to do. Now, I found this other little saying, and again, this is like the other side of me. So you just saw my love side, and now you're going to get my no BS side, right? The only thing standing between you and your goal is the bullshit story that you keep telling yourself as to why you can't achieve it. So if you're ready to get over that, make a decision. Go out and get resourceful. And if you want our help, right, if you have made a committed decision, you are ready to build your business, you're committed to a better life, and if you're talking to me, you're listening to this, and you're like, you know what, I resonate with her, you know, I feel good, I feel inspired, I feel possibility, I feel hope, I think she knows what she's talking about, and you want to know more, we would be happy to analyze your business with a complimentary business analysis and strategy session. And I will let you know right off the bat, if it feels right, and by the way, I do not offer this to everyone because I don't think everyone's ready to work with me, either privately or in my programs. But if it feels right and we're a good fit and I feel I can help you, then we'll let you know about how we can serve you. And if not, if we're not the right people for you, I promise to put you into good hands. I will refer you to someone else who's more in alignment with what it is that you need right now. So I want to thank you for joining me today on how to fund your business growth. And I look forward to being of service to you in the future. So I'm going to end this call the way that I end all of my coach training calls, which is, may the divine light in me honor the divine light in you, and may each and every one of you go out and shine your light in the world in the way that you are meant to. Have a fantastic, extraordinary day, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.